The execution date for a notorious Iowa drug kingpin who killed witnesses and children in 1993 has been scheduled for January 15th. Formerly of Britt, Iowa, Dustin Honken was convicted for the murders of five people, including a mother and her two young daughters. Honken is among five federal death row inmates whose execution dates were announced yesterday by the Justice Department. His trial was held in Sioux City. The announcement came as Attorney General Bill Barr directed federal capital punishment to resume for the first time in nearly two decades. The American Indian tribe at the center of protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline plans to unveil a solar farm today that came about partly because of the tribe's fierce opposition to the oil pipeline's environmental impact. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe solar project is located just 3 miles from the pipeline. The tribe says the project is a first step toward clean energy independence and a way to power all 12 of the reservation communities in North and South Dakota. The annual Winnebago Powwow is underway in Winnebago, Nebraska. This is audio of intertribal dancing provided by a listener of Siouxland Public Media. The 153rd Winnebago Homecoming runs through Sunday at Veterans Memorial Park. And today is the final show for the Downtown Live Concert Series. You can see the Taylor Scott Band performs tonight in front of the Sioux City Public Museum.
Taylor is a young guy. He kind of calls his sound and the band just American rock and roll, really, is what it is.
That's organizer Brent Stockton. The Taylor Scott Band also plays a little soul and funk. Downtown Live starts tonight at 6. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.